Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Reliance Industries announced that Singapore sovereign wealth fund GIC and global private equity firm TPG Capital would invest nearly $1 billion in its retail arm Reliance Retail Ventures. GIC will invest ₹5,512 crore and TPG will invest ₹1,837 crore in the retail arm. In a regulatory filing, Reliance said that the firms would pick 1.22% equity stake and 0.41% equity stake in RRVL respectively. Indian Railways is planning to run 200 additional IRCTC special trains between October 15 and November 30th to deal with huge number of crowd travelling during the festive season. Railway Board Chairman and CEO V.K. Yadav has said that the National Transporter is planning to introduce these 200 special trains from October 15. This would help in catering to passengers travelling during this season. Oxford University AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine trials are well underway. So far, the trials have been conducted smoothly in India with no reports of adverse side effects. While some participants experienced fever, they recuperated soon. Scientists believe mild side effects to be common. Some participants have also been administered the second dose. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate today the strategically important all-weather Atal Tunnel, which reduces the distance between Manali and Leh by 46 kilometers and the travel time by 4 to 5 hours at Rohtang in Himachal Pradesh. After the inauguration, Modi will also attend public functions in Lahore, Spiti and at Solang Valley. Days after Centre issued Unlock 5 guidelines on reopening of schools, the Home Ministry has clarified that it is not compulsory for schools to reopen on October 15. Under the Unlock 5 guidelines issued by the MHA on Wednesday, states and union territories have been given the flexibility to take a decision on reopening of schools and coaching institutions in a graded manner. The decision has to be taken in consultation with the respective school or institution management based on their assessment of the situation and subject to certain conditions. In good news for all Tesla car fans in India, its chief executive officer Elon Musk has said the US electric car maker will make a debut in the country in 2022. Musk revealed this while replying to a query on Twitter saying the company would enter the Indian market next year for sure. US President Donald Trump, in a video shared on Twitter on Friday evening, said he thinks that he is doing very well and thanked people for their support after he was tested positive for COVID-19 a day earlier. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Have a great weekend.